any of you have your Bibles with you, take them in your hands. Do you love this book?
Yes.
Hold it tight. I love this book. Even more, I love the author of this book as he reveals himself through these pages. Wow. Wow. Everything I need for guidance. I don't need a whole library of self-help books. This is my self-help book. The most important thing in my life, really, is my relationship with my Heavenly Father and giving heed to this instruction book. As we're reading through the Bible in a year together, and I love doing that, I love, love, love Wednesday nights as we come together and share what we've seen from the Word, in the Word, that week. And in our reading today, we read what Psalm? 120. How many of you just ate it up? You know I'm not sharing from that this morning. I'm reaching back into yesterday's psalm, the reading from yesterday, Psalm 119. Some days we just kind of get tickled at what we read and thank God that it's not applying to us today, right? I didn't have to pray that prayer this morning. I didn't have to pray Psalm 120. So let's go to Psalm 119. Go ahead and open there. And go to verse 171. I just love the way we don't have to read that psalm all through in one day, because we get so much more out of it when we read it in smaller bites, I think. 171. In King James it says, "My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes." Utter. What does it mean? My lips, your lips, are going to utter. It means to gush forth, to belch out. Just telling you what Strong says. To flow or pour. In other words, something is happening. It's not just blah, 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 like this. But we're going to pour forth from our mouth praise. And praise is our Hebrew word tehillah, and it means a laudation or a hymn, a song, a chorus. And when are we going to do this? When thou hast taught me thy statutes. As I looked that word up, it was interesting to me, because teach, you think of just instruction, or I think of sitting in a classroom. I think of picking up the Bible and getting correction from the Word. The Word actually, this taught, the psalmist is saying, I was goaded into it. The rod being an oriental incentive. In other words, there's something, thy rod and thy staff, the shepherd says. Thy rod and thy staff. In other words, this book brings correction into our life. And as we're willing to change before him, as we open up these pages, God will bring us the correction we need. And it's then that we're able to have praise just absolutely flood out of our mouths, to just come out, not just utter. That's such an old word, but I get the word gush out. Then that praise is going to gush out. The message says, let praise cascade off my lips after all you've taught me, the truth about life. And the New Living says, let praise flow from my lips, for you have taught me your decrees. And NIV says, may my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. Decrees, not degrees. Degrees are hot, cold, whatever. Amen. Decrees. I'll say it right. So let's stand and let's say together the message version. I love it. Because this is what we're going to do this morning as we worship him. Let praise cascade off my lips. After all you've taught me the truth about life. Amen. You've done it, Lord, and we're going to praise you this morning.
Yes, sir.
With our whole heart and soul.
We are.
Put yourself into it and let it just roll out of your mouth this morning. Let praise roll out. I don't care what's going on or what's gone on this morning or what went on last week. Let's have a fresh day today. Let's have a fresh start this morning. Amen.